ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता बाय स्वामी राम सुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 2 वर्स 39-53। चैप्टर 2 वर्स 39। एषा ते भीता संघे बुद्धिर्योगे त्विमां श्रुणु, बुद्ध्या युक्तो यया पार्थ कर्म बंधम प्रहस्यसि। ओ पार्थ, दैट इज अर्जुन, दस फार यू हैव बीन प्रेजेंटेड द साइंस ऑफ इक्वानिमिटी, दैट इज समता, यूजिंग द अप्रोच ऑफ द सांख्य और ज्ञान योग, दैट इज द डिसिप्लिन ऑफ नॉलेज। नाउ हियर द सेम फ्रॉम द पॉइंट ऑफ व्यू ऑफ कर्म योग, दैट इज द डिसिप्लिन ऑफ सेल्फलेस एक्शन। Equipped with the equanimity state of mind, you will cast off the bondage of karma, that is, action. Comment. In verses 31-37, the Lord described Kartavya Vijnana, which means Dharma Shastra or science of duty, or karma, that is, action. Now, in verses 39-53, he is explaining Yoga Vijnana, that is Moksha Shastra or Karma Yoga. Chapter 2, verse 40. Neha Bhikramana Shosti Pratyavayona Vidyate Swalpam Apyasa Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. In this path, that is samatha or equanimity or discipline of karma yoga, there is no loss of effort, though one may have just made a beginning, nor is there fear of contrary result. Even a little practice of this discipline protects one from terrible fear of birth and death. Comment. In this verse, Lord has explained the glory of equanimity, that is samatha, in four different ways. 1. Following the discipline of equanimity, man is relieved from the bondage of karma. 2. There is no loss of effort in pursuing the goal of equanimity. 3. While working to attain equanimity, if there is an error, there is no adverse result. 4. In life, even if a little feeling, that is bhava, for the practice of equanimity, it will help the aspirant towards success in the spiritual path. Even if only some equanimity comes in life, there is no loss of it. However mighty the fear may be, it is gone. But when one gives importance to the existence of the temporary world, even the great equanimity becomes small and the little fear becomes a mighty fear. If we do not give attention to the existence and importance to this unreal world, then equanimity becomes great and the greatest fear is vanished. Chapter 2, verse 41. Vevasayatmika buddhir एकेह कुरुनंदन बहुशाखाह्य नंताश्च बुद्धयो व्यवसायिना। ओ जॉय ऑफ कुरुस, दैट इज अर्जुन, इन दिस ब्लेस्ड पाथ, दैट इज अटेनमेंट ऑफ इक्वानिमिटी, द इंटेलेक्ट इज डिटरमिनेट एंड वन पॉइंटेड, वेयर एज द इंटेलेक्ट ऑफ द अनडिसाइडेड, दैट इज द इग्नोरेंट मैन मूव्ड बाय डिजायर्स, is divided endlessly in many diverse directions. Comment. Equanimity is attained by the one who has only one and single goal. Many goals are due to the presence of desire only. Chapter 2, verse 42 and 43. Yami mam pushpitam vacham प्रवदान्ते विपश्चितः வேதவாதரதஹ் பார்த்த நான்யதஸ்தீதி வாதினஹ் காமாத்மான ஸ்வர்க பராஹ ஜன்ம கர்ம பல பிரதாம் கிரியா விசேஷ பஹுலாம் போகைஸ்வர்ய கதிம் பிரதி. O Partha, that is Arjuna, those who are obsessed by desires, who look upon heaven as the supreme goal and are devoted to the letter of the Vedas, performing many rites for fulfilling desires, they argue that there is nothing else that is except to enjoy the pleasures. These unwise people, with their utter flowery show-off type and pleasant speeches, recommends many rituals of various kinds for the attainment of pleasure and prosperity, with rebirth as the fruit of their actions. Chapter 2, verse 44. Bhogaishvarya prasaktanam tayapahruta chetasam vevasayatmika buddhihi samadhauna vidhiyate. Those whose minds are drawn away by such flowery words and who are deeply attached to pleasure and power cannot have a determinate intellect which leads to one-pointedness in God. Comment. The attachment to bhoga, that is worldly enjoyments, pleasures of five senses, desire for respect and praise, and aishwarya, that is accumulation of money and material to enjoy those worldly pleasures, are the main roadblocks to progress in a spiritual journey. One who is engrossed in enjoyments of pleasures and accumulation of wealth cannot even make a resolve to pursue the spiritual path, what to speak of pursuing this path. That is why Bhagavan, that is Lord Krishna, is describing on a yoga of selfless action. Chapter 2, verse 45. Traigunya Vishaya Vedah Nistraigunyo Bhavarjuna Nirdvando Nitya Satvastah Niryogakshema Atmavan. O Arjuna, the Vedas enumerate the three gunas or attributes of Prakriti and their evolutes. Transcend the three gunas and rise above the dualities or pairs of opposites such as attachment and aversion, and become established in eternal existence or God, unconcerned about the acquisition of new wants and preservation of what has been already acquired. Depend on God only, that is, have the aim to attain Him. Comment. The Lord is commanding Arjuna to discard the portion of the Vedas which deal with actions to achieve worldly objects, that is, Sakam Bhava, and adopt the yoga of performing selfless actions, that is, Nishkama Bhava. By performing selfless actions, you will transcend the three gunas, that is, freedom from birth and death cycle. By breaking the relationship with the constantly changing and temporary world, experience the existent conscious element, that is, ever-present, your natural state. Also, do not desire for yoga kshema, because it is desire only which is the cause for bondage. Yoga is the acquisition of what we do not have, and kshema is the preservation of what we already have. Lord said it first in verse 42 about those persons who are interested in Veda Vada Rataha, that is, portion of the Vedas which describes sacrifices done to achieve worldly objects. Their intellect is not determinate, because for a determinate intellect, it is necessary to have selfless motive. Vedas describe actions related to the three gunas, but Lord commands Arjuna to transcend the three gunas. Nistray gunyo bhava Arjuna. Persons performing sacrifices for selfish motive, as mentioned in Vedas, do not get yogakshema and they continue to whirl in birth and death cycle. Evam traidharmam anuprapanna gata gatam kama kama labhante. Gita chapter 9 verse 21. The reason for revolving in the birth and death cycle is not Vedas, but it is the desire. For aspirants whose goal is to attain God, what to speak of the desire for pleasure and prosperity? They should not even have a desire for yogakshema. Therefore, Lord is asking Arjuna to abandon the desire even for his yogakshema. It means to become totally selfless, not to have any worldly or spiritual desire. No one is as merciful as God. He says, "For my devotees, I take care of their yogakshema, supply what they do not have, and preserve what they already have." Gita chapter 9 verse 22. I remove all obstacles in their spiritual path. Machitta sarvadurgani matprasadat tarishyasi. Gita chapter 18 verse 58. And deliver from the ocean of death-bound existence. Tesham aham samuddharta. Gita chapter 12 verse 7. Therefore, for the devotee who is engaged in adoration of God, he should not worry at all about his spiritual practice and his deliverance. Chapter 2 verse 46. Yavan artha udapane sarvatah samplutodake tavan sarveshu vedeshu brahmanasya vijanatah. As on obtaining a reservoir of water flooded from all sides, there is no use of a small tank of water. Likewise, an enlightened being who has knowledge of Brahma, who has experienced the ultimate reality described in Vedas and other scriptures, has the same use for all the Vedas, or say no use at all. Comment. In this verse, there is a description of that great man who has attained the ultimate peace. After attaining that permanent peace, there is no longer a need of any action or any objects. He attains the supreme state. Such a great soul is called a true Brahmana, an enlightened one, meaning that one who has attained the supreme. Chapter 2 verse 47. Karmane vadhikaraste ma palheshu kadachana ma karma palahetu buhur ma te sangostava karmani. Your right is only to perform your ordained duty, but never to claim the fruit thereof. Let the fruit of action be not your motive, nor let your attachment be to inaction. Comment. One is the division of actions and the other is the division of fruit or the result. In performing of an action, instrument, that is karna, is under the control of man, but while the fruit or the outcome, that is hona, of an action is ordained by destiny, that is prarabdha, or in other words, it is under God's control. Whatever man receives as a result of prarabdha, that is fate, or through God's will, it is his duty to not use it for personal gratification, but utilize for service of others. Chapter 2 verse 48. Yogastah kuru karmani sangam tyaktva dhananjaya siddhya siddhyoha samobhutva samatvam yoga uchyate. Established in a yoga, perform your duty, O Dhananjaya, that is Arjuna. Renouncing attachment, being even-minded in success and failure, established in a yoga, perform your duty. Even-mindedness, that is equanimity or samatha, is called yoga. Comment. When one has a liking or attraction, that is raga, for some object or a person, it is natural that he would have aversion or dislike, that is dvesha, towards the other object or a person. While likes and dislikes are present, it is impossible to have equanimity in success and failure. In the absence of likes and dislikes, the equanimity or samatha that comes, one must remain steadfast in the equanimity and perform one's rightful duty. The equanimity or the state of even-mindedness is called yoga. The actions are karana sapeksha, that is, performed with the help of instruments, such as senses, mind, and intellect. But yoga is karana nirapeksha, that is, without using instruments, such as senses, mind, and intellect. Once established in equanimity, the spiritual seeker does not fall from this yogic state. Chapter 2, verse 49. Dure nahya varam karma, buddhi yogad dhananjaya, buddhau sharanaman vichaha, krapanah palahetavaha. O Dhananjaya, action performed with a selfish motive is far inferior to that which is performed with the equanimity of mind, that is, buddhi yoga. Therefore, seek refuge in buddhi yoga, that is, evenness of mind, for wretched are those who crave for the fruits of action. Comment. An action with a selfish motive is far inferior to the one performed with the equanimity of mind. These two cannot be compared to each other. The reason is that the yoga stays the same all the time, that is imperishable, while the action has a beginning and an end, that is perishable. Therefore, one should take refuge in karma yoga only and not in the ordinary action. Yoga cannot be attained through actions, rather it can be attained by performing actions while severing all relationship with the action and the fruits of actions. Performing actions ordinarily gives rise to birth and death, and performing actions with the attitude of yoga results in liberation. Chapter 2, verse 50. Buddhi yukto jahatiha ubhe sukruta duskrute tasmad yogaya yujyasva yoga karma sukaushalam. One who is endowed with buddhi yoga, that is samatha or equanimity, frees himself in this very life from both the virtue and vice alike. Therefore, be established in yoga, that is equanimity. Devote yourself to yoga because the practice of this yoga is skill in action. Comment. One who is established in equanimity is not bound by virtue or vice while living in this world, just like a lotus flower stays in water but does not get wet. This is mukti, that is moksha or liberation. In the previous verse, it was stated that ordinary action is inferior compared to action performed with equanimity of mind. Therefore, the action should be performed while established in samatha, that is equanimity, which means doing actions according to Karma Yoga. The importance is of equanimity and not of the actions. The power to do the ultimate good is in yoga, that is Karma Yoga, and not in actions. Note, Buddhi, Yoga and Buddhi Yoga, these three terms have been used in Gita for Karma Yoga only. Chapter 2, verse 51. Karma jam buddhi yuktahi phalham tyaktva manishinaha. Janma bandha vinir muktaha padam gacchanti anamayam. For wise man endowed with equanimity, that is samatha, abandoning the desire for fruit of actions, that is, renouncing the world, freed from the shackles of birth, attain the blissful supreme state. Comment. The Karma Yogi established in equanimity performs actions and crosses the cycle of birth and death, attains God. Therefore, Karma Yoga is an independent discipline in attaining liberation or mukti. Chapter 2, verse 52. Yada te moha kalilam buddhir vyatitarishyati tada ganta sinirvedam shrotavyasya shrutasya cha. When your understanding transcends the mire of delusion, you shall then develop dispassion to what has been heard and what is yet to be heard about the enjoyments of this world and the next. Comment. The objects and persons we meet and part with, when we assume to be our own and for us, it is called moha or delusion. Once the spiritual seeker rids himself of this moha, he develops dispassion with the world. With coming of dispassion, that is the destruction of passion, he attains yoga. Chapter 2, verse 53. Shruti vipratipannate yadastahasyati nishchala samadha vachala buddhihi tada yogam avapsyasi. When your intellect, confused by hearing conflicting doctrines of different scriptures, become poised and stable and gets firmly fixed on God, then you will attain yoga, that is, self-realization or union with God. Comment. In the previous verse, letting go of worldly delusion was pointed out. In this verse, Lord speaks about getting rid of delusion caused by bookish knowledge from the scriptures without having any proof of personal experience. These two types of delusions are a barrier for a spiritual aspirant. Due to the delusion which comes from reading different scriptures, one theoretically learns about various schools of thought, such as Advaita, that is monism, there is only one creator, he creates out of himself, or Dvaita, that is God is separate from the universe, etc. Thus, he gets confused and engages in discussions and arguing one school of thought in favor of the other. But once he is firmly resolved on one single goal of self-realization, then he overcomes both types of delusions very easily. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.